AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. An Afghan national has been accused of shooting two West Virginia National Guard members just blocks from the White House. In remarks yesterday at a news conference, Jeff Carroll with D.C.'s Metropolitan Police Department said the suspect was wounded and quickly detained at the scene.
The individual, the suspect, came around the corner. He immediately started firing a firearm at the two National Guard members. So at that time, there were other National Guard members that were in the area. They heard the gunfire. They actually were able to intervene and to kind of hold down the suspect after he had been shot on the ground until law enforcement got there within moments.
AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on updates on the high-rise blaze in Hong Kong that claimed dozens of lives.
Authorities say firefighters are battling a deadly fire that broke out at a residential apartment complex in Hong Kong for a second day. Firefighters are battling one of Hong Kong's deadliest modern blazes that blackened several high-rise towers. Three men from a construction company have been arrested, and rescues were continuing on Thursday morning. Thick smoke still poured out of the building complex in a northern suburb as anxious relatives of those missing watched in panic. The fire that started mid-afternoon on Wednesday had spread across seven of the complex's eight buildings, and four of the towers were under control by morning. Although the cause of the fire is still unknown, Hong Kong Police Superintendent Eileen Chung said that they detected styrofoam outside the windows on one of the unaffected buildings, adding,
"It's mainly one of the cores caused fire and spread out fire so quickly."
I'm Karen Chamas.
Pope Leo XIV is in Turkey on his first foreign trip, fulfilling the late Pope Francis's plans to mark an important Christian anniversary and bring a message of peace to the region. In the air on his way to Turkey, Pope Leo wished the American reporters a happy Thanksgiving.
To the Americans here, happy Thanksgiving. It's a wonderful day to celebrate.
This is AP News. President Donald Trump is barring South Africa from attending next year's G20 summit in the U.S.
President Donald Trump says that when the U.S. hosts next year's G20 summit at his Miami area club, South Africa is not invited. Trump chose not to have an American government delegation attend last weekend's G20 summit in South Africa because he claims white Afrikaners are being violently persecuted. It's a claim South Africa says is baseless. Trump says he's barring South Africa from attending the 2026 summit because South Africa refused to hand over the G20 hosting responsibilities to a senior representative of the U.S. Embassy in South Africa when the summit ended. And he says he stopped all payments and subsidies to South Africa. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says he considered the U.S. decision to appoint a local embassy official for the G20 handover as an insult.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.